Introduction. Pismo Beach, population 7,785, on California's central coast, offers a magnificent 6.9-mile expanse of sand, punctuated with a long pier over the breakers. Orange, pink, and lavender sunsets create a show almost daily. Motorists on nearby U.S. Highway 101, the route between San Francisco and Los Angeles, enjoy a stunning view of an often glistening Pacific Ocean. Just offshore, pelicans fly and dive, cormorants splash. Farther a sea, migrating whales can be seen spouting and breaching. Onshore, 4-star and 3-star hotels line the cliffs alongside excellent restaurants. Pismo Beach in the 21st century is an easy, welcoming slice of California paradise. This book, though, will fly and dive and splash elsewhere. While bowing to the present, the focus will be on portions of Pismo's past, a past that has given the place its notoriety and, yes, its, pardon the punchline, pizzazmo. There's no denying Pismo Beach became a punchline in Hollywood entertainment for more than one reason. The cast of characters on these pages will range from comic legends Jack Benny and Bob Hope to cartoon legends Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, to Sergeant Joe Friday of Dragnet television fame. Enjoy the raucous ride. Chapter 1. This is the City. Pismo Beach, California. Saltwater and saltwater taffy. Seagulls and cinnamon buns. Fudge, lots of fudge. And clam chowder in bread bowls. I was working the dinner watch with my wife at the Sea Venture Oceanside Restaurant, entertaining a couple from out of town, when the gentleman visitor, looking out the window toward the surf, said,
"Ah, Pismo Beach. I remember when Pismo Beach was in a Dragnet show on TV."
That was news to me, at the time a relative newcomer to California's central coast, still learning basics about the area. Curiosity piqued, I began a search for "just the facts, ma'am," as Sergeant Joe Friday would have said, in a Dragnet episode. Just the facts. Inquiries took me to many corners of the internet, of course, and also eventually in person to the University of California at Los Angeles Libraries Film and Television Archive, where old show business scripts are preserved and stored. Pismo is just funny as a word, like Brooklyn is, said Southern California author and columnist Bert Prolitsky, who earlier in his career wrote several Dragnet episodes. Yes, a funny word, but also much more. Chapter 2. First, though, here's some background on the area, a timeline about Pismo's origins that will put stories to come later in context. This chapter is summarized from Images of America, Pismo Beach, by Effie McDermott, Arcadia Publishing, Charleston, South Carolina, 2013. Filled with photographs from McDermott's personal collection, her excellent book is the definitive and most up-to-date complete history of Pismo Beach. The Native American Northern Chumash were the first to inhabit Pismo environs, followed by Spaniards and missionaries. In the early 19th century, Mexican ranchos flourished. By the mid-19th century, the U.S. claimed California, and statehood came in 1850. Over the next decades, agriculture and Pismo's first resort, El Pismo Inn and Tent City, defined the area. The Southern Pacific Railroad came calling, offering vacation package deals from San Francisco and elsewhere, a round-trip ticket to a beach enclave known only for its skating rink, bowling alley, and dance hall, but also, as the wild, wild west careened into the 20th century, for its saloons and brothels. Pismo has been a destination resort since it was founded, McDermott said in an interview. The Ferris wheel was invented in 1893, debuting at the Chicago World's Fair, and Pismo had one by 1894 for the 4th of July. Flash forward to the roaring 20s, when Prohibition was enacted in 1920, Pismo's bawdy reputation grew even more. Bootleggers landed at aptly named Pirate's Cove, and no one went thirsty for spirits in Pismo all the way through repeal of the 18th Amendment